Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph. A grace Hashkach again to Blazer for covering Daf Kuf Yud. We left off Kuf Yud Amid Beis at the two dots. That's where we left off yesterday. It says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to focus on the part of the Mishnah which discussed the chilik between a Ketana and a Chereshes. I mean, we know both a Ketana's marriage is Rabbanan and a Chereshes is marriage to Rabbanan. And we treat two Ketanas, marriage is the same level, and two Chereshes is marriage the same level. But for some reason, we have a mixture of a Ketana and Chereshes. We approach the marriages differently. We don't treat it exactly the same. The Gemara is going to focus very much on that, on what we had said in the Mishnah, and elaborate even further on it throughout the whole Kuf Yud Aleph Manalv, is really going to focus on bringing Raya's, actually, ironically enough, from the Mishnah that comes up later on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Manalv. The Mishnah is really elaborated all with the Gemara prior, trying to explain the chiluk between a Ketana and a Chereshes, and then Amud Beis is very short Gemara on that Mishnah, because it already was explained. And then there's another Mishnah which discusses if you have Yibam that was being performed by a Ketan or a Ketana, what happens over there. We'll see that in Mitzvah towards the end of the daf. Let's see. Says the Gemara. We're not going to speak out much today. We're just going to really focus more on the actual, just the Gemara itself. Ketana Chereshes. That's on the Mishnah. If it first was married to a Ketana and a Chereshes, so the Yibam of the, with the Yavam, the Yibam act with the Ketana or the Chereshes does not pater, whichever one you do, does not pater the other one. Amar Nachman, Nachman says, Ashkei Rav Ad Rava, I once found Rav Ad Rava and his son-in-law Rav Chanan. They were sitting and talking and learning with the Talmidim gathering around them by the marketplace of Pumbedisa Amri, and they said as follows: this is how we learned in our Mishnah. If a fellow is married to Ketana and a Chereshes, again, both marriages are rabbinic. A Ketana and a Chereshes both cannot have a deristic marriage, but Ketana can if the father marries. So if we're talking about a case of a Ketana that was married off by her brothers or her mother, and a Chereshes, a deaf mute, which again, both of them married Rabbanan, and the husband dies to that children, when it comes to Yibam, the Bia of either one of them will not pass to the Tzara. So this that we said in the Mishnah, this psak only is in effect if the Achiv that died was a Pikach. It's Le'adina because it's Pekach. We don't know which marriage he, it's very interesting, the Mara seems to make a tully in him, which marriage he held more in favor. Le'adina, Ibiktan Nichle, Ibikhresh Nichle. We don't know which marriage was more desirable to him, the Ketana or the Chresh, as the Mara's going to explain. Ibiktan Nichle, the reason why the Ketana would be more Nichle to him is the Isil Chaldea. Right now she's a Ketana, but Lamaisa, she'll be a Bardea soon. She'll get older, just a matter of waiting some time. She'll be older, and she'll be a regular Baldea, and therefore maybe that's the more preferable marriage to him. Or maybe the more preferable marriage to him is the Chereshes, because she's a fully developed woman. She's a fully developed woman, and she's more fit for Bia, but the Ketana right now is not fit for Bia, or not as fit for Bia. But in the case where the brother who died, who was married to a Ketana and a Chereshes, if he, the deceased brother himself, was a Chereshes, then we could say it's Pashat that he prefers more the Chereshes over the Ketana, and therefore that was considered the more starker marriage. So a Bia to the Chereshes would exempt the Ketana. Why do we take for granted that the Bia to the Chereshes, that the Chereshes would be considered more Nichlei? Because she's both a fully developed woman, she's a basbia, and she's a basmine. She's a chereshes like him, so her shortcoming is the same shortcoming as his. It relates to him, and therefore, bia with her would exempt the ketana. Bia with the ketana would not mean bia with her by the yavam would accept the ketana, exempt the ketana, not the other way. Vamin luana, Ayrav Nachman told them back, Afil nafalei melchav cheresh nami mesafklei. Ayrav Nachman argued and said, no, it doesn't make a difference, even if the brother's a cheresh. Not clear which marriage is considered more strong, more powerful, whatever word you want to use, and therefore which ones, Yibam, would pater the other one. In both cases, we're not sure, and we have an issue at the Bia of one, of the cheresh, or of the Ketana, will not pater the co-wife, even if the first husband was a cheresh. Yes. Says Gemara right now. Yes, and so till now, this Gemara that we just had, the Machlekes, Rav Nachman didn't like the Svara, and Rav Ad Rava and Rav Chana Chasa did like the Svara, is simply a Svara to Mechalik between the Ketana and the Chereshes, a kind of more of, I don't call it a Hergish Svara, but a Svara of who he desires more, whether or not he desires one or the other, and that creates this doubt, which is a stronger marriage. Gemara now is going to introduce a much more Lumdisha explanation in the chilik between the marriage to a Ketana and Chereshes. Both marriages are Darabanan, but a chilik in those marriages, as we'll see in the next line. Case of Takanasan. We said in the Mishnah we said in the Mishnah that there's an issue over here that the bia of either one does not pat the other one. So ask the Gemara, Ketzer Ganasan, what's going to be the etza to get them both out of their state of zika? Amar Chizda, Amarav, Kainis Achareshes. What they should do is the Yavam Shtaka taking the Chareshes, Umaitzi Beget, taking the Chareshes, and the Chareshes can receive a get, which is interesting because we know we had it earlier. Chareshes can receive a get, even though she can't receive Chalitza, she can receive a get. So the Chareshes, the Eitza is take her in, marriage, because again, the Yibam of the Ketana will not pat the Chareshes. And the Chareshes can't do Chalitza subsequently just to be safe, because Chareshes can't do Chalitza at all. So what you do is you take in the Chareshes, marry her, you could be Maitzir with a get. And what about the Ketana? The Ketana is not necessarily going to become part of Aydeni Chareshes. No problem. A Ketana at some point will be a Gedela. And the Ketana let it get older and do Chalitza then. That is the Eitza of Rav Chizda in the name of Rav. Amr Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Shema Mina, but from this Eitza that Rav Chizda said, name of Rav, we see where Rav holds as follows. Kasav Rav, Chareshes Knuya Umishyeres. Ketana Knuya Benekruya. The Chareshes, the Kinyan of the Chareshes is such that it's a partial Kinyan. It's a vadai kinyan in part. Again, it's all Darabanan, of course, but it's a vadai kinyan in part, meaning the Chareshes kinyan is a, Darabanan said the marriage is chal, but it's only chal partially, which leaves room for other, let's say, other kedushin to be chal. For example, if she does yibam, and then the ketana goes in the yibam, they're both co-wives, they can't both yibam, it'll mess up the Chareshes, because the Chareshes, her marriage isn't so complete, her yibam is so complete, it'll leave room for the ketana to mess things up. As just as an example, it's a partial marriage and not a full marriage, whereas the ketana is opposite. The Rabbanan made it, it's interesting, the Rabbanan make this, the Rabbanan made it such that it's either full Kenyan or nothing. It's like a status of a doubt. She's a Kenyan or not Kenyan. Says the Gemara, Tisakadaitach, this is Rav Chizda's explanation in Rav. Tisakadaitach, if you hold, Chareshes Knuya Benekruya, Ketana Knuya Mishyeres. So the assumption Rav Chizda is taking for granted is they have different statuses. One is a full-fledged Kenyan, or I should say, one is a Suffolk full Kenyan or nothing, and the other is a Vadai, not a Suffolk at all, it's a Vadai partial Kenyan. If we flip, the roles were reversed, if it's opposite, Isa Gadaita Chareshes Knuya Benekruya, and Ketana Knuya Mishyeres, then Chareshes Amai Kainis Umeitzi Beget. Why would the eight the Rav gives? Why would that be that the Chareshes should be Kainis Umeitzi Beget? You have another Eitzah, top of Kufi Alfa Mav, Taste of Gabe Mamshach. She should be allowed to stay with him, Mamshach. Why? Meaning, on the side that the Chareshes is the one that is either full Kenyan or nothing, so let her do Yibam. If she was Kanei to the first husband, and extension Kanei now to the Avam, Hakriyi, Kvaldik, she's Kanei, and everything's great. Vilav Kanei, he, Hanach is Balmi. And Elamai, she wasn't Kanei, remember, Suffolk, all or none. If she wasn't Kanei, she was never Kanei to the first husband either, so whatever she's, her marriage to the second husband, to the brother, is not playing a role in the Ketana's world. Because this Chareshes was never Kanei to the first husband or the second husband. It's not playing, it's certainly not Yibam. It's not playing a role at all. The fact that he's saying, the Rav giving Eitzah, that taking the Chareshes and then give her a get, that would demonstrate that there's the Chareshes' status was only a partial Kenyan, so there is a Vade Kenyan, but it's partial, so the Yibam is something, but it's not full, and therefore subsequently when you receive the get, the Chalitza, I should say, from the Ketana, it's going to mess her up anyway, because the Ketana is on the Tzad, the Ketana Mubisupik, we're not sure if it's nothing or everything, but if it's everything, her Chalitza will certainly mess up the Chareshes, and therefore we have to go out, you have to, we might see the Chareshes with a get. So maybe you'll tell me, Ketana might tap tag the Tachlitz, taste of Gabe, maybe let's be according to this logic, why should the Ketana wait till she's a Gdela and then the Chalitza, let her live with the Yavam first. Maybe let the Yavam do Bia first with the Ketana instead of the Chareshes, and then the Ketana can live with that forever, meaning with the same Lamed that you just said about the Chareshes, you just said Lamed about the Chareshes, let the Chareshes, if we held the Chareshes was a Vade Kenyan or Vade nothing, we said the Eitzah would have been to let the Chareshes just stay with the Yavam. Now that we're saying the Ketana is Vade nothing or Vada, either a fully married or fully not married. So why do we see the Ketana wait? She gets older and then let her do Chalitza. Let her stay with the Yavam now. Let her be married to the Yavam and Manavshach. If she was nothing to the first husband, so she's not. It's not a Yibam B'chal. She's Tam now being this Durabanan situation with the second husband. And if she's everything to the first husband, she's everything to the Yavam as well. Why don't we do the same to Ketana? Because in that case, the Chareshes would be messed up. Says Gemara. Taste of Gabe, let her stay with the Yavam. Iknuyihi haknuyihi. Because if she's fully Kaina, if she's a full Kenyan, then she's to the first husband, she's full Kenyan, Yivama. Vilav Knuya, Hinachusi Ba'alman. If she wasn't Kaina to the first husband, she's nothing. She's all or none. Gemara says that that's a problem. You know why? You're right. Metadak tan, there'll be a simple etza. Let it do yibam, and either it's all or none, and her life goes on the same way. The problem is, it's going to mess up the chareshes. Im kein chareshes matevet, because if the ktana did yibam, does yibam, and we're not sure what it is, we're not sure if it's all or none. It's a suffix. Is it all or is it none? It's one or the other. On the side that it's all, the chareshes is free to go to the shuk. On the side that the ktana act as nothing, chareshes still needs to be dismissed. But the chareshes can't get dismissed. Why? Because she can't do chalitza. Chareshes can't have chalitza. That we know from the prior Mishnah is, chareshes cannot have chalitza. And elamai, chareshes do yibam. You already did yibam with the ktana. On the side of the ktana is something. On the side of the ktana is a full-fledged yibam. You can't do yibam to the chareshes. So doing yibam to the ktana would mess up the chareshes. Therefore, it's not an option. Therefore, Rav Yehuda, let the chareshes do yibam and then get divorced, and let the ktana do chalitza when she gets older. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Sheshes now says, Hachna Mastavra, this explanation that we're giving in from Rav Chizda in Rav, Hachna Mastavra, it's Mastavra, could the commentary of Rav Chizda, I'll leave it to Rav. This explanation of Rav Chizda in Rav is Taka Mastavra, to Tanya, who's learned in a Braisa. So he's going to bring a proof from a Braisa to this idea that the Ketana's marriage is either a full marriage or nothing. We're specific what it is, it's all or none. Whereas, again, all Drabanan, whereas the Chareshes' marriage is a Vaday marriage, Midrabanan, but only partial, it's Mishiyaris. It's not a full marriage, it leaves over some space, so to speak. It's not a full marriage. What's the proof? The time, Lint Rabbeisa. Shneach Lissu, Shneach Yisaimus. Two brothers are married to two sisters, Yisaimus. So two marriage, Drabanans. Two brothers, two sisters. Ketana v'Chareshes. One of them is a Ketana, and the other one is also a Chareshes. Mace Balashel Ketana. The husband of the Ketana dies. What happens to the Chareshes who falls Yibam to her husband's brother? So her sister is married to that brother, and therefore, so what does she do? Chareshes yaitza beget. The Chareshes goes out with a get. She falls Yibam. She goes out with a get. Uktana, tamtana shetagdal v'tachlitz. So the husband of the Ktana, of the stam of the Ktana dies. She falls Yibam to the husband of the Chareshes, who's married to Chareshes. The husband has to divorce his own wife, the Chareshes, with a get, and he waits for the Ketana until she gets older, and they do Chalitza. Meis Bala Shechareshes, if the Bala of the Chareshes dies, then the Ketana, if the Bala of the Chareshes dies, then the Ketana is Yetza beget, Ketana goes out with a get, the Chareshes is Ruleilam, and the Chareshes won't have an Etza. Remember, if the husband of the Chareshes dies, she's falling to Yibam to her brother-in-law, who's married to the Ketana. She cannot, there's no Etza for her. Why? She can't do Chalitza. She can't do chalitza because she's a chareshes, and she can't do yibam. She can't be taken in yibam because there's her sister is married to this brother-in-law. Her sister's married. We're not sure. It's a ketana. Either she's fully married, which is mamish achis, then it's achis ishtay, or she's nothing. But since it's a tzad, it's fully married. Tzad is achis ishtay. That's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara now. But there's one interesting etza. There's one ironic etza. Vim ba ala chareshes. If not the Isser. They weren't supposed to do this. But if the Yavim did have be with the Chareshes, then now you have an option. Now, nice look at Vitra. Now, Manavshach, if he had be with her, you could give her a get, and she's Mutter. Because Manavshach, either she's Mamish Pater al Achazisha, and she's no Zika, or if there was a Zika that was unfulfilled, the Bia fulfilled the Zika, and now you can give her a get. You can't do the Bia in the first place, because Natsashi is Achazisha, you can't do that Bia. But once the Bia was done, it covers for all doubts, for all Svekas. The Gemara now explains, based on what we said for Rav Chizda, fits beautifully. If you say the Chareshes, the Kenyan, is a partial Kenyan, but leaves over space, whereas the Ketana is Kenyan, either it's a full Kenyan or ain't a Kenyan, or it's not a Kenyan at all, then it's Kavaldig. That's why when the Chareshes Bia with the brother-in-law, so now, when she B'dyavid had that Bia, she receives a get, and she's Mutter, to Amrit Maman V'shach, like we spoke about before. If the Ketana was Kenyan, the Chareshes was always exempt, the Bia was Bia's sister, but the Chareshes was exempt even prior to the Bia because she was Achazisha, and he loved Knuya, and on the side that the Ketana was not Knuya, Shapram Yabim, the Yibim was a good Yibim, and her divorce is making her free because it was a proper Yibim, and divorce makes her free. Eli Amr Chareshes Knuya Vene Knuya, Ketana Knuya Mishareis. But if you flip the roles and say that the Chareshes is Knuya Vene Knuya, she's a either Vade full Kenyan or no Kenyan at all, and the Ketana is the one that's Knuya Mishareis, then Kibal Chareshes Amaynes Get Hutra. Why, when he's born the Chareshes, why does she receive a get? Does he give her a get and she becomes Mutter? Havle be a Psula. The Ketana was saying, according to the Tzad, is a partial Vade partial Kenyan. So if she's a Vade partial Kenyan, the Chareshes would be a Vade, at least in part, Achazisha. She's not fully exempt because she's the Ketana wasn't a full fledged marriage to the, again in this tzad, a full fledged marriage to the Yavam. It's only a partial marriage. It doesn't exempt the Chareshas as Achas Isha, but it also prevents her from doing a proper Yibam. And whatever Bia the Chareshas did is at best called what we'd call a Bia Psula. Says the Mar, have the Bia Psula, Bia Psula Lepatra. It's a Bia Psula, Bia Psula wouldn't pater. So it must be that if it's beautiful, that this Braisa goes exactly like Rav Chisda, that it's the Ketana whose marriage is either all or none, and it's the Chareshes whose marriage is Knuya u'Mishieres. It's a partial Kenyan, Vaday partial Kenyan, but also Mishieres. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. Hamani, I can tell you who's author of the Braisa. Rav Nechemi, there will be a Psula, Pitas Bechalitza. Your whole premise is based on the fact that it has to be a Psula, and has to be a Psula going to get her out of the picture. Rav Nechemi holds a Bia Psula, also Patas Bechalitza. That's Bechalitza. Till now we've been saying that either a bipsu, we discuss it if it messes her up with other brothers, with other co-wives. But here, Mechem is saying, even for herself, a bipsula is enough of a bia, even though it's a bipsula, it's enough to take away her obligation or zika to for yibam, and she won't even need chalitza anymore. Once she's a bipsula, she's out of the realm of needing a chalitza, which chareshes can't receive. What could she receive again? Great, she can receive again now, and she's good to go. So that could be the author of the Braisa, perhaps the Braisa of Rav Nechemia, and it's takanat arayah to Rav Chisda in the name of Rav. Ask the Gemara not so fast. If this Braisa is going to Rav Nechemia, a Masefa, look at the later part of the Braisa. Misha, one who was married to two Yisemis. Ketan of Chareshes. He's married to two Yisemis. Again, two marriage. This is one person. The first case was talking about two brothers. Now talking about one person married to two Yisemis. Ketan of Chareshes. One was Ketan, one was Chareshes. Umeis. And then he dies. And he has a brother. If his brother went, had relations with the Ketana first, and then with the Chareshes. Oy, Shabbach Chareshes. Or he had two brothers. One had relations first with the Ketana, and a second brother had relations with the Chareshes. Was halacha nesu shteim alav. Each one of the Yivamas become usher because of the fact that the bia happened with both of the co-wives, and we're not sure which one is the stronger or proper marriage. It makes them both usher. Case takanas, what's the yetsa? Chareshes yetsa beget. The Chareshes will go out with a get. And the Ketana just waits till she gets older. As a gedola, she can receive chalitza. Now, Yamar Bishlam, the reason why this works is because, let's just before you go further, it's the math, based on what we've said till now, the math is simple. The Ketana is either a full get, a full yibam, or nothing. If the Ketana's yibam was full, then the act of the Chareshes was nothing. Meaning she didn't need to do anything. She's already free. She's a second co-wife where one of the co-wives already did Yibam, so she's out. She's free. The bia that she did with the other, with the same brother, or the other brother, was nothing. It was a mistake. It was Nisr, but she's free. So she's fine. And the Ketana, because this may indeed have been the situation, in order to make sure she's okay, she'll receive a lechur, she'll have to receive a get also. She'll have to receive a get, more than speak it out, but she'll have to receive a get, Rashi says, plus chalitz later, and she'll be free. And the chareshes, the reason why she's okay is because on the tzad, I'm sorry, and on the flip side, that the ketana's situation is that her act is nothing, then the bia of the chareshes is taka full yibam, a proper yibam, even though it came second, that's only yibam because the ketana was nothing, and therefore when she receives a get, she's good to go. So manav shach, the chareshes receives a get, and she's good to go, and the ketana later will have to receive a get plus a chalitza, but again, the chareshes receiving chalitza was never going to be an option because chareshes can't receive chalitza. So the Gemara says, that's a good option, it makes sense perfect the way we've been explaining, like Rav Chisda, says Gemara now. Kesakanas, what's the takana? Chareshes yetsa beget, uketana tam tash tagel, v'chatachlitz, we said already. Now the Gemara explains what we spoke out. Yambar b'shalom, chareshes k'nuya m'shares, uketana k'nuya v'ni k'nuya. If you say, like we've been saying, the chareshes is k'nuy, a partial kinyan, a kinyan vade, but partially, and k'tana is k'nuya v'ni k'nuya, it's either all or none, v'rabbanim, go to rabbanan, that we say, bia p'sula is no good taka, so that's why it's very good that we spoke about this case, this order, k'tana first, chareshes second, and b'shabachi, tam tash tagel, wait till the Ketana gets older, and she then gets a chalitza. The dilma kadam ubal chareshes breisha. Why would we say the Ketana can't just stay married? Basic question. Why we should point this out before earlier as well. Why can't the Ketana stay married? Why are we saying wait till she gets older and then receive a get and do chalitza? Let her just stay married. Manavshach. Let the Ketana stay married. The reason is because we're scared it'll go the other way. We're scared that people make a mistake. And if it went the opposite way, where the chareshes was first, favli ketana be a psula. In the case where the chareshes went first, the bia of the ketana would be a bia psula because the chareshes is a partial kinyan we're going now. So the bia of the ketana is not even if the ketana itself is able to do a full kinyan after the chareshes is bia, which was a partial kinyan, the bia of the ketana is going to be a deficient a bia psula, and therefore we say even in the case and that one therefore she's sure enough to have receive a get in that case. Even when the ketana goes first, we say also she receive a get. But according to Rav Nechemia, let's not forget. According to Rav Nechemia, even a bia psula is good. Is considered a good bia for even purposes. A bia psula works. If that's the case, so why would we be so to speak, geyser, that even when the katana has bia first, that she has to be give a get when she gets older. Says Patra. He holds a bipsula does pater. So why would the bais require the katana to receive a get and do chalitza when she gets older? Let her just stay together with the husband. Elishma mina rabbanim must be the prices are abundant. For the seifas eitza, we see clearly this rabbanon, and therefore shma mina the reisha also. Shma mina is also the rabbanon like Nechemia, and therefore the brisa fits very well like this explanation of Rav Chizda Amar Rabashi meresha nami mas shma mina drabbanim. For the reisha also, from the reisha also, we know it's the rabbanon tiktani imbo alachereshes. So Ravashi says, you went to the safer to being a proof that the Bryce is going like the Chacham and Alekim Chemia. For the Reish also we have a proof. Because the Reish had said, and remember the case where they were sisters, where you had the two Ketanas that were, one of them was a Chereshes, one was a Ketana only, and they were sisters married to brothers. So he said if the husband of the Chereshes dies, we said, if the Imbal Chereshes, if the Yavam had relations with Chereshes, Nais Legev Hutra, he gives her again, she's Mutter, but doesn't give an Eitzah, doesn't say Imbal Ketana, Nais Legev Hutra. The Gemara, the Bryce doesn't say a case where if it's Imbal Ketana, he gives her again and becomes Mutter. Why not? The Bryce could have said that case as well, if it was going according to the Mandamar, according to Rechem, that a Bia Psula works, he should say the same thing, even for the case of the Ketana. Elamite's going with the Rabbanon. Gemara says no. Imashim La'iria, if that's your proof, that's not a proof. You know why? Because in that case, remember we spoke out, the Chereshe should not have done Bia. And she did a Bia Isser. Presumably it was a mistake, but she did a Bia Isser. The reason we spoke out a scenario of a Chereshe and a Bia Isser is because that was her only ticket out. Her only ticket out was, we said, the Chereshe was stuck. The only answer the Chereshe to get out was, in that case was, if she had done a Bia Isser, then she could receive a get and go out. The Ketana has other Eitzes anyway. Since the Ketana has other Eitzes anyway, we're not going to even talk, the reason why the Bryce didn't talk in terms of the Ketana having a bia that she shouldn't have had is because the Ketana's other eitzes. Regardless, we're not going to speak about what's going to be if the Ketana had a bia that she shouldn't have had if there's other eitzes anyway. Interesting idea, because we're not necessarily saying we're not talking about them doing it on purpose. So we presume we're talking about cases if this happened, what do we do? But the Gemara wants to say we only talk about if this happened in a scenario of Isser, if it's that's the only eitzah out, which is by the Chereshes, not by the Ketana, let's see inside. Says the Gemara, Chereshes lays the Takanta de Tera. Chereshes, which has no Takan of Heter in that scenario, she cannot be able to marry anybody. She's stuck. So over there, she can't get Chalitza, and she can't go and do Yibam, so she's stuck. So over there, we said, but if she did Yibam, she could receive a Gabi Mutter. We spoke about the case of being over this, because that's her only option out. So we entertained that scenario. I'm not telling her to do that, but we entertained it. We spoke of a takana which comes comes via way of Isser. Whereas katana, this like a takana de tera, katana which has a takana of heter over there, simply the katana just waits until she gets older, receive a get, duchlitz, the katana over there has eitzes, so therefore, let the katana de sura, we didn't teach by the katana a scenario, a remedy of Isser, because there was no need for it, because there was a remedy of heter. Again, we're not that we're saying that the chereshes is able to employ that option. We speak about even about the bidyavet because that's the ma'aser, her only option. Whereas the ketana has other options, we don't even speak about the bidyavet. Okay, now this mishnah is not really. Maybe I misspoke before. It's not really what we just quoted. This whole amma we quoted brises, but it relates very much to the mishnah coming up to the brises we had discussed, and that's presumably why the gemara is in a very little elaboration on this on the mishnah, only really about the very last part of this mishnah. Let's see. Mishnah yinasi l'shteivam yisaimis ketanas umeis. Someone was married to two yisaimis ketanas, and he dies. Obviously, these two sevens were not related to each other. He can't be married to two sisters. He's married to two sevens that are unrelated, and he dies. Uba yavam arishena, v'chazar ba'ashniya, aisha ba'achav ba'ashniya. And the yavam comes, and he's ba'an one, and then the second one, or this brother is ba'an the second one. If it sounds familiar, it should, because it's very similar to the case you just had in the Braisa. Tap of beis, what's that lacha? Lay pasas roshena. The second bia, again, either via the one yavam who was ba'an both, his second bia, or the bia of the second yavam, which was the in the second case, which was Baal, the other wife, the co-wife, is nothing. Why? Because manavshach. If the act of a ketana is something, and the marriage is considered something, so the first yavam did the full bia already. The first act of bia by the first yavam is the full yibam, and the next bia, either by himself or by his brother with the co-wife, is a bia sister, but it's not. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't affect anything. Says the mishnah further, and the same halach would be v'chein. Same lach would be by two chereshes. If the fellow was married to two Chareishas, again, two different roots. Again, both marriage rabbanans. Both these marriages are the same level. Without getting back into the lumdas of Knuy Mishieres or Kanev and Akane, the two marriages of Ktanas, two marriages of Chareishas, respectively, are equal. They're each equal to each other. So whatever happens with the first one, the second one is automatically going to be nothing because the first one already took that place. Ktanev and Chareishas. What if you have a mixture? One was a Ktana, one was a Chareishas. The fellow is married, the husband who died was married to a Ktana of Chareishas. And then the other, he dies without children. The Yavim was born a Ktana. And they had been with the Chareishas. Or his brother went and Abiyah subsequently with the Chareishas. Pasal as a Ktana, that passels the Ktana. Even though the Ktana had already been married, it passed the Ktana. Whereas, Bayav Mal Chareishas. Same Allah is implied the other way too. Bayav Mal Chareishas. Vichazar Bal Ktana. In these cases, since they're not the exact same level, they're different marriages, different levels of Durabanan, so therefore each one's marriage doesn't completely black out the other one's Yibam. So if the Yibam is done to both co-wives, the Yibam to the second co-wife will mess up the Yibam that had already been done with the first co-wife. Says the Mishnah, but that's all when you have Durabanan. So if they're exact same Durabanan, two Ketanas, two Chareishas, the Yibam to the second act of Yibam is nothing in both cases. If it's a mixture of Ketana and Chareishas, second act of Yibam does mess up the first one. But what if you have a mixture, but one's a Ketana, one's a Deraisa, one's a Drabanan? Says the Mishnah, two cases like that.
So again, when this mess up happens?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they both have to be Megarish. Pikachas v'Chareishas. But what if you have one was Deraisa, one was Drabanan? Let's say a competent man was married to a Pikachas, and also married to a Chareishas. That Chareishas is a rabbinic marriage, and the Pikachas was a Duraistic marriage. Bayav on Pikachas, if the Yavam does Yibam with the Pikachas, which is the perfect Yibam, and the Chareishas is now for sure clearly out of the picture. V'chazar b'al Chareishas, and then he's b'al Chareishas, Aisha b'al Chareishas, or his brother is be with the Chareishas, may pass the Pikachas, won't pass the Pikachas. Pikachas has a rock solid Duraistic Yibam, then be with the Chareishas, which is rabbinic, will not affect it in any way. Bayav on Chareishas, if the Yavam has relations first with the Chareishas, the Chazal Ba'al Pekachas, and then he has relations with the Pekachas, or his brother, Aisha Ba'achav Pekachas, or a third brother, the other brother, does Bia with the Pekachas, plus the Chareishas. That would mess up the Chareishas, because the Zika of the Duraistic one is that obviously Duraist is strong enough, which overrides the Drabbanan de Ge'ibim, and it makes the Pasal itself to get divorced. G'day L'Ktana, similar idea with the G'day L'Ktana. Again, the G'day he's married to G'day Duraisa, married to G'Ktana Drabbanan. So he has two wives, one's G'day, one's G'Ktana, and he does have children. But Yavam L'Gdela, if the Yavam is bound to G'Dela, V'chazab L'Ktana, they pass the G'Dela, won't pass the G'Dela. But Yavam L'Ktana, if you brought first, or I'm sorry, I skipped, V'chazab L'Ktana, Aishba Achav L'Ktana, or his brother's bound to G'Ktana, either way, that second Bia by himself or by his brother will be whereas Bayav Magdana, if the Yavam is bound to if he's bound to Ketana and then he himself is bound to Ketana afterwards, so he did the rabbinic tikka Yibam first, and then his brother or he himself did a bia with the Ketana, which is the Deraisa type of Yibam. Again, passes the Ketana. Rabbi Elazar says now, but by the way, to the point that Liza just made a minute ago, Lechari also sells the divorce the Deraisa tikka one, because rabbinically he did do a Yibam to the co-wife, which says he shouldn't be able to stay married to the other, to the Duraistic Yibam, which is ironic that the Duraistic Yibam is going to be pushed aside via Drabanan, says Rabbi Elazar, this is the Eitzah that lies you gave in Amun Aleph also, in the Braisa, exact same Eitzah, which is really, again, for the Mishnah prior, this we got it from, Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Melamed HaKtana Shetamayim Bay. In this case, will be Melamed HaKtana to Mian, by the Ketana doing Mian, that will get her out of the picture and allow, there will only be like the equivalent of only one wife falling to Yibam, which is the Duraistic wife, even though in reality there would have been two wives, one Drabanan, one Duraisa, and the Drabanan was done first, which means the Duraisa shouldn't be done at that time. Once the Ketana does Mian, it becomes annulled retroactively, she's out of the picture, and they can stay married, the Yavam, or his brother, whoever did Yibam first, or whoever ultimately did Yibam with the Gedela, whether it was the first Yavam with the Yibam to both, or whether it was the first Yavam did Yibam to the Ketana, and the second Yavam did Yibam to Gedela, whoever is now married to the Gedela will be able to stay married and fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam properly with the Ketana out of the picture. Says the Gemara, Amri de Shmuel, if it sounds familiar, it should. Halach Kareb Lazar, Vachinam Kareb Lazar, Halach Kareb Lazar, Shal the Gersa for Lazar, or the Tana, not the Amira, Shal the Gersa of the Tana is Rabbi Yezer. But the point is that Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, the Amira, are both passing like the Tana Rabbi Lazar, they're both passing that when Malamed the Ketana to do Mian. Says the Gemara, we did this before. We just had this a couple of months ago where we said the same thing. What was that case? We had the case where the Ketana fell to a Yibam, where the Ketana was married to Shem, to a brother, called, let's say, to Shimon, and Reuven was married midiraisa to the Ketana's sister, and the sister falls midiraisa now to Shimon to Yibam, so we got a problem. So we malamed the Ketana to do Mian, which allows Shimon to do proper Yibam to her older sister. So we learned it already. It says Amar Tzricha. Diet Mar, because if you say it, in Baka Mais in the first case, Baka Mishmuel Halach Karbalaza, I'd say in that case, Shmuel says Halach Karbalaza, you know why? Mishim Delay Kaim Mitzvah Yibam, because Yibam wasn't yet fulfilled at all. And therefore, we teach the Ketana to do Mian in order to enable us to do the Mitzvah Yibam Deraisa, because nothing, I shouldn't say the word Deraisa, but because Yibam wasn't done at all, in order to do the Mitzvah of Yibam, we teach it to do Mian. Avaba, in our case, the Kaim Mitzvah Yibam, Yibam was done with the Ketana. Now, it wasn't even Deraisa, but Yibam was done already with the Ketana, and therefore, Emet Tavai Lefku Beget, maybe we just say, no, we don't make them do Mian, we let them both go out with the Get. Again, your other point, Lizer, Gemara says it'll clear over here that they both would be dismissed with a get. So I say maybe you do that. Kamash, we don't. We allow her to do Mian and let her stay. Let the Yivama Deraisa stay married with Yibam. If you tell about our case, in our case, we should say that the reason why we malamir to Mian is because the Gedela fell to Yibam already, meaning it fell to Yibam. The Gedela and the Drabbanan fell at the same time. There's a real obligation for the Gedela prior to the Ketana even having any status with this Yavam. Avaidach, where she already was married to the Yavam before the Gedela fell to Yibam, she only fell to Yibam afterwards. So and furthermore, once she fell to Yibam, she was falling to Yibam to someone that was at least her sister's husband on a rabbinic level, so maybe that we consider that like weakening the falling to Yibam, and maybe over there we won't be malamed her to do Mian. So because she's already in the picture, and maybe you keep her in the picture and she can just get older and make the marriage to Raisa and do chalitza on the sister. So we say in both cases, we need to say that we both, Rabbi Elazar holds in both cases, and we pass Rabbi Elazar in both cases that we teach the Ketana to Mian to enable the even the rites to take place. Okay, now you
just,
move
just on. Just to point out an elephant in the room, yeah. This Mishnah is a huge chiddush above the last Mishnah.
When we had that earlier, when we discussed the idea of Yibam posthumously, the Gemara does said, and it teaches you can do Yibam even after Misa. Yes, but that is a good point. We did have it before, but yes, that's right. That chiddush will apply in this Mishnah as well. That's correct. Yavam katan sheba Yivam ketana. What if a Yavam was katan? He'd be with a Yivam ketana. Yagdilu zemze. We let them grow up together and until they get older. Ba al Yivam gdela tegadlenu. And similarly, if he was a katan, but she was a gedela, again, yitzegadlenu means literally she raises him. It means we wait till he gets older, and then the Yibam will be consummated properly once he's a gadol. The Yibam of a katan is not proper, not considered a full-fledged Yibam. They wait till they get older, and then the Yibam becomes consummated when they're older, and that's fine. Hayivamish Amra, B'seich Shleishim Yayim. Yivama says, within 30 days of when she began living with the Yavam, Leinavalti, he still has had a relationship. So we're living together, but we haven't performed the mitzvah. We force him to do chalitza based on her demand. She's saying, he's not doing be with me, and he's not letting me free. We force him to chalitza. However, after 30 days, we ask him, we request him to chalitza. The reason why it changes is because after 30 days, he's saying, I did do bia. She's saying it never took place. We have a hard time believing her that it's been 30 days and he didn't have any bia with her yet. And therefore we ask him to do, we ask him to chalitza. We can't force him anymore. We ask him to do chalitza. If he's talking maida in the chalitza yet, then again, I feel like Hashem is a chalitza, even after a year. We force him to actually do chalitza. What if during her husband's lifetime, the woman made a neder not to have benefit from her brother-in-law? And then she fell to Yibam. We force him to do chalitza, meaning, because the idea is that she didn't bring she messed the story up, but she did it at a time where they weren't negev for each other. She was married to her husband, happily married to her husband. She made an edda for whatever reason against her brother-in-law. We don't view that as if that was her way to try to sabotage the yibam and chalitza process, and therefore, since we don't view that she was trying to sabotage it, we do force him to do chalitza and free her because she can't do yibam to him, and therefore we force him to do chalitza to free her up. However, if she only makes that a neder after her husband already died, then we can only ask him to chalitza. We can't force him because she brought on herself. She created the situation where she can't have any enough of him, so she's obligated to have chalitza. So she is kind of forcing the issue of chalitza on him. We can't force him. She had no right to do that, and therefore we're just going to ask. But what if she says when she? What if we know it's clear when she made the neder initially while the husband was still alive? She made the neder against the brother-in-law because she wanted the protection from the situation of Yibam. So that's the equivalent of the case where she makes the neder after the husband already died. And in both those cases, again, it would be only mevakish. We ask the brother-in-law the Yibam to chalitza, but we can't force him. Says my limit, he's like her mayor. Let us say I'm mission like a mayor. And our mayor is clearly saying that a katan katana did yibam. We let them stay to marry together. Says Amar, I feel like Rameir gedela lekatan uktana legadol. Rameir said only Rameir is chayish lemiyutu. He's chayish that one of them may be an islandist or a sris, and therefore he doesn't allow katan uktana. But his issue is when only one of the parties is a katan, one party is a gadol, and therefore the one that's a gadol is being over an isser on the side that the katan is not viable. Says the Gemara, the chamina bia disuruhu. Because the guy be one of them, it'd be a sister. Where it's a katana katana, where they're both alike, we're not going to, they're really none of them are barchiva anyway yet, we're not going to say this psak. But we said the next line of the Mishnah. The second word of the first case was katana katana. Second case was if he was a katana and she was a gdela, she should raise him. That was the taish. Tikalenu. What's going to do with that case? The chayr, that's clean like our mayor. Amram chanina chazai, ba shiny. No, you're right. If you go back to our mayor's words, what was our mayor's words? We quoted, katan ktana, lechos v'meabim, they shouldn't do chalitza yibim in the first place. Aramish is talking about where they already did yibim. They already did bia. Ba shiny. So since they already had bia, it's different. Ask the Gemara, fatikad lenu gamar. But it didn't just say that they had bia once, therefore they stayed together. It sounds like, tikad lenu, she raises him, and it sounds like they can continue to have bia. The Gemara is taking for granted they can continue to live with each other till he gets older. And over there, you should still be concerned. Chol bia bia suru. Don't we say that every bia is a bia isser? The Gemara says you're right. On the chvarat masis like our mayor, taka makes sense. Your initial assumption, the Mishnah is not like our mayor. That was the proper analysis of our Mishnah. The Mishnah is not like our mayor. He owns a katana and a katan cannot do even machlitza. And presumably, even if they did it, they would not be able to continue having bia. That the Tana of our Mishnah says that must be not like our mayor. Posel veir and pekat aram b'tzem. Have a wonderful day.